the last key piece to overcome your fear of failure is
judgment is fucking normal. And if you're not being judged, you're not fucking doing enough.
I've very clearly triggered someone. Nothing that I've said, just how I've shown up, then they've handled it in quite a...
Welcome to another episode of Talk Toby to Me. I'm Jess.
And I'm Meg, and we're two sisters that love to talk all things business, mindset, self-development, and everything in between.
This is normally part of our weekly phone catch-ups, but hot girls don't gatekeep, so we've decided to bring our combos to you.
You're going to have bad days, whatever, but at all times, do your best to show up as your best self, and you're never going to have any regrets.
So many people hold on to things that aren't serving them anymore because...
Good morning!
Whoa.
Hey, Sydney Bae. Is that better?
Yeah. Hey, boo. G'day, officer.
We're actually on one this week, guys. We just had so much going on. I think we're starting to lose the plot.
I literally called Jess the other day and I said something completely not g'day, officer. And she goes, I thought you said g'day, officer. So that's our new line. I said it's Sissy Bae.
Oh, Jesus.
How's your week been?
My week has been really busy, but in a really, really good way. So Monday, I have my day where I'm in the salon, like doing biz development and admin and all of those things. And that's the day that Emily and I have our biggest meeting where we like talk about what we're working on. We touch base on all of the projects that are in the works and get shit going for the week. And we also actually had an interview on Monday with a potential new hire. So I think I've mentioned previously, I'm wanting to hire someone to do brow sculpting, waxing, tinting, henna, dye, lash lifts, lamination, things like that that I don't offer and never will. So that's looking like it's going to go ahead, but we'll see what happens there. We've just got to nut out a few things between us. I think she'll be a really great fit in the team as well. So same kind of personality vibe, but we obviously, you know, have a certain standard and a certain type of person that we want to hire to fit in with the team. Positive, driven, self-motivated. That's looking really good. We've also, guys, got a new podcast production agency. So we started working with them.
We have a full setup today.
Yeah, there's a bit going on behind the scenes around what you guys can see if you watch the reels or the snips. There's a bit on around here. Like there's I've got 8 cords going on. I don't know what any of them do, but they all serve a purpose apparently. We've got the cameras, the lights.
We've upgraded the cameras and the lights.
Yeah, so
stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Keep your eyes peeled on the socials. We're leveling up the podcast for 2024. So let us know your feedback. But yeah, so this week we've had a couple of meetings with them and get like clear on what we needed, what changes we need to make with the tech so they can get clear on our branding and all of those things.
I'm just laughing at our messages to them about the tech.
Oh yeah. Like you'd think we've never used tech before in our lives. Like it's not our forte. Okay. We're good at other things. So, yeah, I actually had to message one of them this morning. I was at Officeworks trying to get a webcam and there's like 12 different webcams, actually more, I reckon. There might have been 20. And I'm like looking at them going, what's the difference? Like how? And the guy at Officeworks, completely hopeless. Anyway, so I sent him a photo. He's like, yep, get that one. So we're off to a good start. It's actually not even plugged in, guys, full disclosure.
Oh yeah,
I don't have the right adapter, so it's actually not even plugged in, so maybe mine is peeled in the coming weeks.
Glowy AF.
Great. I look like I'm in the dungeon.
I also I know you'll not be surprised that I went to JB to get mine and I got a good deal.
That's so on brand. I would have gone to JB, but it's not on the way, it's not near home, it's in town. Closer.
Yeah, time is money.
We had a couple of meetings for that. I had a couple of long days this week too. So I had an ombre, like a private ombre training intake with 2 students this week. One being one of my beautiful staff members, Lauren. So she currently offers microblading and we were teaching her ombre so she can offer both treatments to our clients and then be able to service more people. So she learned that on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday evening after work, I shadowed her and we did a client together last night. So that was good for her to, you know, get stuck into implementing those new skills she's just learned. It's about it for me. We've got beautiful weather down here this weekend. So
same.
Hoping to get some beach time this weekend.
The past week, I am 99% sure that we have a new marketing manager coming on for MGTVY coaching.
Why do we always do shit at the same time?
Yeah, literally. There's been, as you guys know, I'm going full send this year with the business. And so there's just had to be some changes with that. So I'm really excited because obviously new brain, new ideas, all the things. I'll be sure to kind of tell you guys more as it happens. I also started a new business mentoring client and I'm really excited for this one because she actually PT'd with me 6 years ago or something, like ages ago. And now she's a coach herself. She's actually in the powerlifting space. But I just, you know, those people where you're like, this is going to be fucking epic.
I love that too, because she's obviously like trusted you for that long, that she's like followed along your journey, obviously nurtured that relationship by providing value on whatever platforms she's like engaging with you on. And I just love that she's then reconnected with you in a different capacity.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. So I'm really excited for that. And then Ruby and I actually hired a studio and did a content day for our business mentoring content. Like I've said before, we just always have the fucking best time together. Like every video starts serious. We get the fire content and then it always ends up with us laughing about something. And the space,
it's authentic. And I feel like you can see that in your content. You got a bit of a mix.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And the space was stunning. I can't remember what it was called, but you'll be able to see it. I'll tag it on my socials.
Oh, that's what we did too. We did that content day last Friday after our last recording.
Oh, yeah.
And that went so well too. I actually, like, it took me a bit of a while to, like, get stuck in. Like,
yeah, yeah.
To get into flow. But it was also more for the girls because I'd done a shoot, like, recently with content that I've got for that I can use. But Lauren hadn't done anything like that before, so it was actually really, really great to see her so out of her comfort zone, but just diving straight in. And we talk about how important that is, just to take the fear and just dive in anyway. So she's really pushed herself out of her comfort zone with that. And then also Emily.
Oh my God, stop her post.
I know.
I died.
Yeah.
Or your post.
No,
whatever the post was. Yeah.
It was hers. So actually the other week, it was maybe 2 weeks ago, I was going through my phone to send her content and I found this photo of her from when she first started working for me and I was like, let's get a photo so we can post you like and introduce you to our community on Instagram. And I took a photo of her in the reception of the salon and she just looked like this timid little insecure like young like woman, female, and you could just see in her stance and her like energy was really like timid and, you know, all of those things. And then we've done this shoot on Friday and she's just thriving, she's glowing, she's so confident, she's a go-getter, she's excelling at everything that she's doing, but she's doing more and more with me. She's like killing it in running my business, she's killing it with her brows, and like you could just see that like oozing out of her in the content. So she made, for the listeners if you haven't seen, she made a reel because I actually sent both those photos to her. I said how it started versus how it's going or something like that, or I said, oh look at this little like timid little poss versus now, something along those lines. And then she's made a reel of that kind of nature with the most beautiful heartfelt caption.
And also about messages that she sent me. I literally had a tear in my eye when I read
it. Yeah, like just talking about how place in her life where she was at when she started and then just like how she's come out of her shell, she's thriving, like she's from a bit like, you know, with my guidance and mentorship, and we're just a really great team. I just really value her. I know she really values me. We just are a really great dynamic and it's so nice to see that transformation.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, back to you.
That's pretty much me. We start our 12-week photo shoot prep next week. So we filled the spots for that, which is really cool. I mean, not surprised because everyone froths those group photo shoots. And Yeah, I'm kind of just getting starting to get things organized for Japan. I'm in my personal
Japan wardrobe era.
So I'm for it. I've spent some money.
Don't you love, like, I don't know if other people get this, but I love choosing clothes for other people because it's kind of like shopping, but you're not spending your own money. Like, not that I'm choosing any, like, not that I've chosen any of yours, but in this context, I'm like looking at your inspo and I'm like, fuck yeah, get that.
Yeah.
That, whatever. And then, but I'm not spending any money, but I feel like I'm kind of shopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not a huge, like, shopper, but this has been so fun. I think because one of my girlfriends sent me, like, a mood board for things because I was, like, talking about how I want a personal stylist. Like,
keep her around.
Yeah, we love her. And she literally the next day sent me this mood board and I've just, like, bought 90% of the things. I'm just going,
seriously, love that.
Online. So, yeah, so excited for that. Let's go. Gratitude.
I kind of already said it, but I'm so grateful to provide an environment and have created a relationship or relationships and dynamics with my staff to see them, like, have those full transformations where they just feel like they're thriving in life.
Yeah, I love it. I am so grateful for my confidence this year so far. I made a decision at the end of last year to stop playing small, and I feel like I have been absolutely committed to that.
I love it.
It's obviously a process, but yeah, I feel the change inside.
How good. I'm up to hear it. So guys, today we are going to be talking you through, actually this kind of relates, how to motivate yourself to launch a business. So new year, you know, don't continue on this year doing the same shit that you've been doing before if you're not fulfilled in your career. So if you're someone that has been wanting to do something different, you've got all these limiting beliefs, you've got all these excuses why you shouldn't do it, we're going to talk you through our tips for how to motivate yourself to take that plunge. So we're not going to talk you through, like, strategy and, like, tangible steps of how to launch a business. We're going to talk you through how to motivate yourself and break through whatever blockages in terms of, like, mindset that are stopping you from being motivated to take that step.
That's huge too, because when you know where you want to go, you'll figure out the rest. You'll figure out the strategy or the steps to get there. A lot of people block themselves from where they want to go because of these things that we're going to talk about, all these limiting beliefs.
And it's also like what you said before, Meg, that, what was that reel you just posted?
Last episode where I was saying no amount of strategy will get you to where you want to go faster than just actually fucking believing in yourself.
Yeah, like you said, you can never outperform the person that you think you are in your head. And it's like that saying, whether you can or you can't, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. So the first step before you even do any of the things, like, strategic wise and tangible steps to launch your business, you need to have the mindset that you can do that. And we're going to take you through the three most common limiting beliefs that we think would come up. Most people are too scared to take that plunge.
And I think even just now, if you take a second, hit the little pause button to think what is stopping you, because you'll know what's stopping you. And then you can apply kind of these following things that we're going to talk about, because it will very likely be one of these three things.
So the first one is the fear of failure. So many people are afraid of failing, and that's why they don't start, whatever it may be. But obviously in this case, we're talking about starting a business. But I think one of the most important things to remember is that failure is inevitable in business. The more times you fail, the closer you are going to get to success.
Yeah, you're like just working out things that don't work. And I think even just understanding that you can really only fail when you give up, because you can quit, you can change, you can adjust the plan, like all the things, change your goals, whatever it is. But when you can, I guess, think about failure
as a normal part of the process.
Yeah, but also, like, just actually failure in itself is not possible if you keep going.
Failing at so many different, I feel like it's the way you look at the word, because we will have obstacles, challenges, things that happen that were not part of the plan, or things that happen that we have to navigate that are negative. but we don't view it as that because that's part of the process. It's normal to have failures and normal to have them often. And the bigger your business, the bigger the failures, the more often the failures, like the bigger your team, like the more money you're turning over, like it's all relative. And I think expecting failure is more productive than being fearful of it because it is so fucking normal to fail and to fail often. And the more you fail, the more you learn and the closer you get to succeeding.
And what you just said about the big year business, the bigger the failures or whatever it is.
More money, or, more problems.
Yeah. Or like the more frequent the failures. I actually was reflecting on like the past with my own business and I know if I'm not being challenged or if I'm not failing in quotations, then my business is not progressing forward. Mm. If everything's cruisy, I'm like, all right, we're not moving fast.
Yes,
we're not moving as fast as we could.
I feel that in my soul. Because if you're like, and also with one of our highest values being growth, our focus is to always be progressing. So we're always taking a new step and a bigger step. And with that comes challenges. Some people would view them maybe as failures in some circumstances. But like you're saying, Meg, if we didn't experience those, we'd think, okay, well, we're not stepping further enough out of our comfort zone or pushing ourselves further enough and all of those things. So accepting, first of all, that it is completely normal to fail and that you will do it often.
I think the biggest piece with this is actually also what you're making failure mean about you. Mm. So this was huge for me last year. I was talking about my need to always be achieved, like having that overachiever kind of tendency, like what's the word? Like this was huge for me last year because I was reflecting on how being an overachiever and feeling the need to always be doing things and always be progressing. And whilst it's an incredible trait, like it's gotten me the success I have today and I don't want to get rid of it, I was just reflecting on it and it actually came up as like a self-worth piece for me because I was thinking, if I'm not achieving, I'm not worthy of love. Because, and there's a whole, I guess, like backstory to that and where it comes from with your childhood and your relationships and stuff like that and people praising you for achieving, like showing love to you when you are achieving. It's really important to reflect on what you're making you failing in your business mean about you. And I talk about this even like with clients all the time, because if they have a client cancel or whatever, they're making it mean something about them as opposed to it just being a part of business.
And that's like what you said before about, you mentioned quitting and then you said not quitting, giving up is the only time you'll fail, because quitting is also a part of business as well. And again, it's something that you need to discern as a part of business that's moving you forward or like a strategic decision versus quitting and thinking you're a failure. Because for example, the year before last, I sold one of my businesses. Like I sold that business because I didn't have the capacity to put the energy into it, the time and the money into it that I wanted to make it this thing that I wanted to make it into. And I'd rather spend that time and money on my other businesses. But I could have gone, oh my God, like I'm such a failure. I can't manage this business as well. But it was a choice I made in business to move forward and to grow in the other parts of my business that are more profitable or more fulfilling or whatever the case may be. So I feel like, and it's even the same as if you're doing something and you're not succeeding in it to your standard of success for that, whatever the case may be. If you're trying something new and it doesn't work out, quitting that thing just means you're pivoting into a new direction or a different direction that's going to serve you better. Or that's going to make you more money, or that's going to help more people, it's going to fulfill you more, or whatever the case may be. So quitting is also like a very normal part of business in the sense that like it's you choosing to redirect.
Yeah, it's like, what's the underlying reason for you doing it? Is it out of fear or stress? Is it because you know something else is going to serve you better?
Is it from an empowered place or a disempowered place? Or is it from a strategic place or from a place of
being worried of failure or judgment or whatever the thing is. And that's huge because so many people hold on to things that aren't serving them anymore because they've been doing it for however long, or like a job. Like they think, oh, if I quit this job that I'm making good money in or whatever to pursue this new business venture, like I'm a failure because I'm giving up on this thing. But it depends on your purpose behind doing it. The last, I guess, really key piece to overcome your fear of failure is finding evidence and also surrounding yourself with people or consuming content from people that have failed time and time again and have created a wild amount of success.
And I think that is so common. Like, you will not find one successful business owner that has not failed many, many, many times.
And I actually had a conversation with one of my business mentoring clients this week because she came to me with a number of challenges that she'd had, and it was, the message was, I guess what I noticed was there was no intention for the message to get feedback or anything like that to move forward. If I just kind of validate all these things that are happening, which obviously I'm going to do, but if that's that, then it's like, what was the purpose of kind of sharing these challenges? And I was saying to her, like, so many people that you see who are, you know, quote unquote lucky, or like all the people that are really successful, they have these failures on the fucking daily and don't talk about it. And I think that's what makes it hard for people to, I guess, like find that evidence without like actively looking for it, because it's not like when you're successful, when you're in business, you're not going to be talking about all your, talk about all the failures. You just adapt and overcome, and
it's just another part of the day.
But actively looking for that evidence is key.
Yeah, so I think to recap that first one, understanding that you will fail often and that's completely normal, and almost to expect it and to take it as an opportunity to learn and grow each time that occurs. And almost the quicker you fail, the sooner you'll reach success, because you're going to learn so much faster. Like Meg said, think about what you're making these failures or potential failures mean about you, because if you can detach that self-worth piece from the fact that failure in business is completely normal, it is a very different outcome, and you can expect it without making it mean anything about who you are as a person. And then tangible step, go and find evidence of people that have created huge success for themselves, because you will find that they have all experienced many, many failures in their life, whether that be small day-to-day things or huge hurdles that they've had to overcome. It's all part of the process to success.
And actually create that evidence for yourself. Mm-hmm. Like even right now, if you just sit down and write down all the things that you've, again in quotations, failed at and how your life was better because of it, I guarantee there will be dozens of things. Like,
yeah.
Literally everything that happened, well, we are such huge believers that everything happens exactly how and when it should. And yeah, I think you'll shock yourself at the amount of times you've failed and overcome it. Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's been better than it was before.
And we talk about this together all the time. When we experience a hurdle that we have to overcome, we'll obviously share it with each other. And usually, obviously, after listening and validating that experience for each other, we always either reflect back to ourselves or reflect back to each other that this is creating an opportunity for growth, learning, it's a lesson, and that something better is coming our way, or it's going to serve us in the
moment. Or it's even just making you more resilient. Like, there's so much, even if it is a shitty outcome, how much stronger are you because of it?
Absolutely.
The next one is huge. I actually created a reel about this morning. It's fear of judgment. And again, so fucking normal to have this.
And so common, like so, so common. I even was thinking when you were talking earlier, Meg, about how you're not playing small in 2024, I was thinking, I quickly had this reflection and was thinking, even last year, the change from how I show up and I go, oh my God, should I post this? Should I post that?
Yeah.
Or should I write this caption or whatever? Versus now, I like, it's just the more, it's just interesting that the more you do things, the easier they become and the less fucks you give, because you just keep creating evidence that what you're doing is serving a purpose for you.
And the fucking people that judging you, you do not want to be those people. So why the fuck do you care what they have to say?
Yeah.
Like, and I know that it's such a common thing. Like, you've heard it a million times before. But, like, when you really understand it, you literally can do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah, that's what actually,
It's actually making me think of, like, some of your reels. Like, Meg has been, like, much more intentional and active on her social media, like, in the last few months with, like, certain, like, this certain strategy. And it's, like, the bigger you become, the more of that you're going to get. So, like, Meg's been posting some reels that are, like, controversial, like, on purpose. And the comments from just fucking Bazza down the road are like...
It'd be Gary underscore 1236.
Yeah, it looks like a spam account and it's like some dad from bloody Goodna. And they're like popping off in the comments. The bigger you get, the more success you achieve, the more hate you're going to get, the more judgment you're going to get because you're exposed to more people, likely to think outside the box and do things that aren't like considered the norm to some people. So that judgment, again, is fucking normal. And if you're not being judged, again, you're not fucking doing enough.
And you know what? She's back with the quotes. Your life isn't yours if you always care what other people think.
And again, we say this all the time, but the people that have the time and energy to judge and criticize, first of all, they need a fucking hobby. Second of all, the people that are above you, like ahead of you in business, they don't give a fuck what you're doing. So you're never going to be judged or criticized by someone doing more than you. You will only be judged or criticized by someone doing less.
Refer back to our triggers episode 2 because I feel like it's hugely related.
Yeah, for sure. However, to backtrack, we're saying this is a very normal feeling to have and a very normal scenario to arise for you. So firstly, you do want to acknowledge that feeling that comes up for you and like process that as well. And, you know, ask yourself, like, again, what am I making this mean about me? And what are they? Because if I said to Meg, for example, oh, I hate your hair being blue, she wouldn't even bat an eyelid because she's like, my hair's not fucking blue. So if someone criticizes you and it really bothers you or triggers you, it's likely that you actually have some belief in what they're saying. And so that's, again, use it as like an opportunity.
You're judging yourself on that thing as well.
So use it an opportunity for growth.
I saw this reel on Instagram and I fucking loved it because it was, I can't remember what her name is, but she was like, if you come at me yelling and swearing and carrying on in another language, I don't know what you're saying, so it's not going to affect me. And it's the same thing, like, what meaning are you giving it? Because it's completely up to you.
This next point is so us in a nutshell. What you actually need to do, if this is still something that comes up for you a lot and is really prevalent in your, like, with your limiting beliefs, is to work on your self-worth so heavily that if you work on yourself so much to the point that you are so deeply secure in who you are as a person, these comments and other people's projections and all of those like critical comments are just like not even going to faze you in the slightest. Because when you're so secure in the value you bring and all of those things, Bazza down the road's comment is really not going to bother. Like, it's not going to shake you.
Yeah. Like on the Instagram ones, I literally was replying back to them because I was like, this is going to boost my engagement.
Yeah. Literally.
But yeah, that's so true. The more secure you are, the less people can say. It's because you don't believe what they're saying. Mm. But when you are flaky with your own self-worth, then anyone can say anything and you're going to question if that's true or not.
I also feel like as we grow and evolve, like, you might even down the line judge something you did yourself like 2 years ago, right? But remembering that if you're always doing the best you can and the best you know how, like, you can then look back and go, well, look, that was the best I knew how to show up at that time, and now I know better.
That's like, even when I'm showing up, give my knowledge on a particular topic on Instagram, if someone's to disagree with me and share their opinion, I'm not going to make it mean something about my self-worth, because I'm either going to go, oh, fuck, okay, thanks for the tip, thanks for educating me. Or, like, if it's, you know, later down the track, then I'm going to be like, well, fucking oath, because if I'm still saying the same shit 5 years on that I was, like, I would hope that I was wrong 5 years ago about a lot of things.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like a reflection of your growth.
Yeah, and again, we say this all the time. The people that are judging you are not the people fucking buying from you. And actually, sometimes they will turn into the people
buying from you. Yeah, always. So,
yeah, like, at the end of the day, people that are critical and judge and, like, throw in judgment, shade, whatever, they're projecting their own insecurities. And when you can really understand that how someone else behaves is a reflection of their own internal world, you can very easily make it mean absolutely nothing about you.
Yeah. And actually, I've recently had something happen, and I think there's also something to say for holding yourself with grace with situations like that, because what you just said about, like, they'll turn around and then buy from you a year later, that's actually happened a number of times where I've very clearly triggered someone, not by nothing that I've said, just how I've shown up or whatever, and then they've handled it in quite a, like, non-emotionally mature way, I guess you'd say, and then they've come back, you know, however long later, and because I handled it with grace, and because I, when you can understand that it is just a projection of their own internal world, like you said, then they're not going to feel any shame to come back.
And that's why we always say, like, show up as your best self. Obviously, you can't, like, you're going to have bad days, whatever, but at all times, do your best to show up as your best self, and you're never going to have any regrets. Like, your best self will change over time and evolve, but if you continue to always aim to show up as your best self, you're never going to have any regrets with, like, your interactions, like how you presented yourself in your business. You're never going to have any regrets. The last thing on this note is something that I find so interesting, and I hear, like, I kind of see this play out, like, quite frequently, particularly with social media being as big as it is now. People never judge you when you are successful, like, when you get there, but they'll always judge you in the process. So, to give you an example, right? You see an influencer and they've got 100K followers. They post every day. They vlog their daily life. They're posting sponsored posts. They're promoting products. No one is judging them. And you'll hear people say things like, or people will judge them, but, like, the people that you interact with will be like, yeah, they're paid to do that, right? So it's not as deemed normal. But they weren't always at that point. They started out with one follower, 10 followers, 30 followers, 50 followers, 2,000 followers, like the rest of us, right? And so if I started doing all those things now and decided I wanted to become an influencer, and I started doing all those things now, people would judge the fuck out of me. Like, why is she vlogging her whole day? No one gives a fuck. Why is she promoting products? Why is she tagging brands? Like, people would be like, what a fucking loser. Why is she doing that? She's trying to be this, she's trying to be that. But that's where those people all started somewhere. So it's really important to remember that people will fucking judge the fuck out of you in the process to becoming successful. And then as soon as you get there, it's deemed completely normal and they'll probably want to be your mate.
Yeah. And do you know where it comes from? Because I think in the process, it's still you're still, like, relatable, and they're trying to tear you down so that you can't get there. They still feel, like, within reach. They think they can try and tear you down, whereas when you get there, they're like, you're not relatable anymore.
Or they just know that you, like, you just don't give a fuck. Like, yeah. I also feel like in those early days, it's more easy to project onto someone that is going to be affected by it. So, like, exactly what you're saying, like, it's more easy to project on someone that's trying than someone who's already gotten there.
Yeah.
Because they're still dealing with a lot of the same, probably the same projections.
Yeah.
There was something else I was going to say. I asked someone about, I said, oh, does that person have a podcast too? How cool. And they said, oh yeah, they're trying. Like, it must be a new podcast. Like, and it was kind of like a derogatory comment about this person with this like baby podcast, which I would consider ours like that also. Yeah. But the comment was like quite derogatory. And I was thinking, anyone that's had a podcast has started there. Like, yeah, no one just starts a podcast and it's making all this money. And like, unless you're already a influencer, social media, like celebrity, whatever the case may be, but you've still had to do all those initial things to become that person. So yeah, everyone wants to judge you while you're trying. They'll want to be your best mate once you get there,
but they'll be asking you how you did it.
Yeah, absolutely, that's huge.
And they won't, yeah, they won't be supporting you along the way, and then as soon as you're there, they'll be wondering how you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. The third and final most common limiting belief is it's not the right time. And I hear people talk like this so often. Oh, it's not the right time. I feel like this applies to anything, any change that you want to make in your life. And there'll be people that are like, oh, it's not the right time. Like, I don't have enough money right now. Oh, it's not the right time for my family. Or this is going on in my life, or whatever the excuse may be. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's an excuse. And like we said earlier regarding like fear of failure, like these obstacles are going to come up in everybody's life, whether like you're having a baby, your husband's away, you don't have enough money, you're low in funds, you're someone's sick, like you're transitioning, you're moving house, whatever the case may be. These are all normal parts of life that you need to normalize as things that you can navigate whilst you have a business.
Mm, that is what will determine if you're successful or not.
Yeah, and it all builds resilience, and it all builds like character to be able to become that person that can run a business.
And I think the biggest thing with this particular belief that it's not the right time is it's very rarely the actual reason you don't want to do it. And so I think digging a little deeper and asking yourself, am I using this excuse, like you said, Jess, like, am I using the fact that I'm moving house or that I've got family things going on or I don't have enough money or whatever to not take action? Because as I was saying earlier in this episode, as soon as you make a decision that you want to do something, you'll figure out how to do it. It's never actually the real reason, because like you said, there's always going to be things that are coming up. So okay, it's actually identifying what the real reason is. Is it fear of judgment? Is it fear of failure? Is it self-worth? Like, it's very likely one of the first two things we were talking about.
Yeah, I feel like saying it's not the right time is, first of all, like, usually a mask for one of the other two limiting beliefs, because you are actually terrified of failure or terrified of judgment. So saying, oh, it's just not the right time, is a super easy cop-out to make yourself feel better about the fact that you don't want to work through those other limiting beliefs.
And then the other thing is, which actually, when I went to Tony Robbins, this was really pivotal for me to take bolder action. When people say it's not the right time, often it's because they haven't made the pain of staying the same big enough yet. So when I went to Tony Robbins, they do this thing where it's like this whole process, but basically it's like a kind of meditation type thing where he gets you to visualize where you are in 1 year's time, and then in 5 years time, 15 years time, 30 years time, until you're like 70 years old or whatever, and looking at in the mirror and how you feel if you don't take action on the thing that you're putting off taking action on. And why it was so pivotal for me is because I've always said, like, I love my life and I love everything I've done. I love what I have today. But the thought of me not progressing and not living up to my potential, not living up to what I know I can achieve in 50 years' time will cause me so much pain. But that right now is like, obviously, without putting yourself into the shoes, like into your shoes when you're 50 years older, it's like, yeah, I've got this incredible life around me. So you don't think about it. The pain isn't strong enough yet. So yeah, it's like, if it's not the right time now, when will it be? When is that pain? when does your life have to get hard enough for you to make that change? Because it's like, if you're in a job right now and you're like, yeah, it's all good, like I'm getting paid, you know, a good amount, like it's like happy days, but you want to do something, but you're like, oh, but you know, it's not the right time because of X, Y, Z reasons. If you can put yourself into your shoes at 5, 10, 50 years time, and then obviously in the Tony Robbins thing, he like reversed it. So you actually do kind of put yourself into the shoes if you do make the change, that they don't just end it on this like fucked emotionally. Like it was pretty heavy. Like people were howling, like like bawling right out, screaming. Like it was a whole thing. But yeah, it is important to think, if not now, when? And if you can't answer that, then now is the right time. If you can't say now is the right time, but I'm gonna do it on this date, then that's now is actually the fucking right time.
Yeah, or that's not even the real fucking reason. Sorry. It's not even like, when will life be hard enough to make that change? But like you were saying earlier, if you stay the same and in 50 years look back, how much regret are you gonna have because you kept saying now's not the right time? So I would shut your eyes, obviously, if you're not driving, and ask yourself, if you're someone that's saying it's not the right time, sit with that and ask yourself, what is the real reason? And personally, one of the biggest things I say to my potential students and mentorship clients is my biggest regret is not starting sooner. And I wasn't old when I started by any means, like my career that I'm in now, but I absolutely could have started it 5 years sooner.
I feel like this one hasn't really, I'm sure it has. I'm trying to think when it's come up for me.
I don't think it would necessarily be for you with like you starting your career, but there might be like
lots of small things,
smallest changes you've made that you might have said that in. But yeah. I feel like we quite aware, if we're saying things like that to ourselves, like what the real underlying reason is, and if we're not, we'll either sit with it or we'll reflect it back to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can definitely say that there would have been many times in my like earlier years of my career now that I would have been terrified of failure and terrified of judgment that held me back from making moves, and I instead said it's not the right time. I remember thinking back to when I launched HB Academy. I remember thinking, oh, I haven't been in the industry long enough. But like that's a really common one, I think. Like, but when it comes down to it, like, I'm fucking good at what I do and I was then. And yeah. I can absolutely have that, like, I absolutely have value to provide.
Yeah, that is a big one actually with my own mentorship as well, is like someone said to me, where do you have to be to give yourself permission to fully step into it? Exactly. And I was like,
but also on that note, if you actually break that down, like, you're not going to get to that point without doing the thing. At the end of the day, all these things, they're just frankly not good enough fucking excuses, because all of these things are normal parts of business. Being judged, being criticized, like failing, not having enough money, or having all these regular life obstacles come up, that is a fucking normal part of business. So to be frank, they're just not good enough excuses at the end of the day. Understanding that all of those things are really, really normal parts of business and really help you acknowledge that they shouldn't be anything that stop you from taking that step. So let's fucking go.
Let's go. The last piece with all of these beliefs is...
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but we can't instill this enough.
But also, can I just add... even these three things we've just spoken about, I feel them on a deeper level every single day. And that's why I like got so passionate before, and I was like, just no one fucking cares. Like, you'll notice when you think you've like transcended something, and then you're still, it's showing up in a different way, or like it's showing up in a different part of your life or whatever it is. So like, we can't say these things enough. And if you're listening to this episode going, oh, I've already heard that before, yeah, I'm not afraid of failing or judgment or whatever, and ask yourself,
what are you doing,
or where am I not that I wish I was? Because that's where these things will come up and you're like, and, oh fuck, actually.
And like, to reiterate, you can do whatever the fuck you want, because when you decide you want to do something, you will find a way if you don't let these things get in your way. But 99.9% of the population are letting these things get in their way every single day and stop them from reaching their full potential. So to wrap this episode up, we're going to leave you with something super simple that you can do straight away that will help normalize for you all of these limiting beliefs that do come up for every business owner on a day-to-day basis. And that is something we talk about all the time. But that is finding the right community of people that are also going through the same thing or wanting to achieve the same things as you, because it's really going to normalize that these fears are just part of the process. So for example, like joining Facebook groups or like going to networking events of people that are trying to start a business, have just started a business or that are in business, surrounding yourself with these kind of people will really, really help you normalize these fears are completely like a really normal part of business.
I actually am going to that thing that I sent you the other day on Thursday.
I know, I'll be working, sad.
Yeah. But even just with that networking event, like the actual like topic of the event is not massively relevant to me, but it's just putting myself into rooms with more people, having those kind of conversations more regularly.
So you really want to find people that are going to support you making this change, because more often than not, it is the people that are closest to you that will find it so strange that you want to do these new things because they're not doing these new things. So
yeah,
there's nothing that's going to propel you forward more than surrounding yourself with people that will support this change that you want to make.
Yeah, I was just thinking as well, is to be really aware of not entertaining conversations with people that are keeping you in these limiting beliefs. Just being mindful of when you're talking about your fear of failure or your fear of judgment, or you're talking about other people's in quotations failures or you're judging other people, it's bringing awareness to that, because that is keeping you stuck in those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we finish up, guys, we just have one favor to ask of you. We show up every single week to give value and we love it so much, but if you could please, please, please give us 5 stars if you're listening on Spotify, or leave us a review if you're listening on Apple, because it just really shows us that you're actually enjoying it, and it will also allow us to continue to show up and get better guests and all the things.
So we trust you found value in this episode. We would love it if you could follow us on Instagram at TalkTobyToMePod and subscribe wherever you are streaming this from. Have a great week.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.